Jason doesn't like it, but his wife Carol and I are pretty much BFFs.
Sweet.
Oh, gosh, please no.
We text all the time. We're just like commenting on each other's Facebook stuff, Instagram stuff. Mm. I send her texts. She sends me texts. And most recently, the two of us, your wife Carol and I, believe that the stars have aligned.
This is a team up thing.
No, it's not at all.
It's called friendship.
It is. That's true.
Friendship.
But it's not friendship against you, Jason. Mm. It's just our friendship. You know, like
special.
It's not, this isn't about you, Jason.
Okay.
But we do believe that something has happened that is like it only happens when the stars align and the universe is really trying to tell you something. Mm. And so I believe that I can be the messenger, if you will.
Almost a conduit.
Kind of. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. And when you're called, you're called.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't say no to it. That's bad.
What march are we all going to?
No, we're not. We're not. It's not a march. It's not. But I happened to. So our dog, Olive, needed a new dog bed.
I knew it.
So I went to go see my friends at All Pets Considered, walked right in, took Olive with me. And I said, hey, while I'm there, I want to see if Allison, the owner, is available because I haven't seen her in a while and we're friends. And so, of course, in typical true Allison form, she comes out with the cutest, tiniest little puppy. She said, hey, know anybody who needs a puppy?
Yes.
And immediately I was like, oh my God, let me hold it. And it was so tiny, 6 weeks old.
I saw the picture.
She had
so cute.
Rescued it because it was found alone.
Oh,
alone
terrible.
At 6 weeks old in a house by itself. And it had been crying and crying and crying all night long.
I need you, Jason.
Jason.
Jason, save me. Jason like and Carol, save me.
Jason.
Ooh, what a horrible bark. It sounds like Jason.
I don't know if that's how it barks, but I imagine. Yeah. And so Allison was called because she does a lot of rescuing and fostering and finding these homes, forever homes, for these puppies.
With nice yards.
So desperately in need of love and care.
Beautiful decks to sun on.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful houses to destroy.
No, not always.
Yes.
Not always. The desperation and the story behind this sweet, innocent, 6-week-old puppy. It was adorable. So I said, no, we're not in the market. However,
no,
I would be happy to post a photo on social media to see if we can find a home for this sweetness.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Right.
So cute. So little, 6-week-old. So adorable. And so I did. And immediately I get a message from your wife.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, I want him. And I said, well, Carol, it's a girl. And I said, but, you know, she messaged me, your wife, on her birthday.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And I said, Carol, it is your birthday. And whatever you wish for on your birthday, you
whatever
should get.
Whatever Carol wants, she gets.
She gets on her birthday. And I said, here is where the stars align, Carol. And as a matter of fact, she pointed it out to me. The puppy's name is Margot. And you, Jason, are obsessed with Margot Robbie.
No way.
Obsessed.
And I heard it's a registered Republican.
What? What are the odds?
I don't know. I don't know that to be true. However,
check the dog's voting history.
Yeah.
I do not know, and I cannot verify that last part, but
pretty
I can
sure.
verify that its name is Margot. And I said, Carol, oh my goodness.
In the last week, Carol has had conversations with me about a trip to Europe, buying a boat, and getting a dog.
Clearly, she's in need of something.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Imagine being on a boat in Europe with your dog.
What a dream.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Amazing.
And a puppy is very cute. Mm-hmm. They are. They are cute. But the reality is, they are a pain. I don't like, no offense, I don't like small dogs at all.
Well, your dogs have never been big.
It was 65 pounds big.
But short and stumpy.
Yes, yeah. But not like a little... Whatever those little.
Well, she's 6 weeks old.
What so is
she's,
that dog?
Well, she's called a Chiweagle.
It sounds very big. It's not like it's going to grow up to be large.
It's a small dog, right?
Anything that says chai and it's not going to be big.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be
like
a small dog.
Chihuahua, a weenie, or a dachshund, and a beagle all mixed together.
Hell
so the beagle
no.
is going to up its size.
Oh, yeah. Hell no.
The beagle. Anyway,
a
I'm
chihuahua
just.
Chihuahua mix?
Listen,
oh my gosh. No, they're stupid.
The
so
internet
cute.
Doesn't even Beagles think that's smart. A real dog.
Oh, really?
The internet's like, you mean chai weenie. I'm like, no, chai weagle. And it's like, no, you don't.
Yeah, so I don't know. Yeah. I'm just the messenger here, but we do have your wife, Carol, on the phone.
Of course.
Because she says that she really misses having Grady, your dog, around.
Oh, really? Because when I take this, I'm going to have to take him out and stand there in the yard. Nobody will help me with, I'm telling you.
That's not fair.
Well, that's not fair, but that's something you're going to have to take up with your wife.
They'll say it first.
I'm just the messenger. Yes.
Not happening.
Good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
Do you want to do Venmo or Cash App?
You think, I mean, together, you and I think that this is a match made in heaven.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm ready to go get the puppy today.
See?
No.
I think now is the time to do it. Because, I mean, Jason's busy at work.
He's tied up.
I think just do it now.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Early in the morning.
Yeah. And I'm about to be done with preschool. May's about to be over, so I have all summer to help train the puppy.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. More stars aligning.
All summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And let me also say this. Every time Jason has ever come to me and be like, I really like this dog. I really want it. I'm always like, you know what? Let's do it. I've never told him no, ever.
Just because you want dogs.
Be clear on that.
That's a little unfair, Jason, just if that's true.
That is true.
And there's other things I can go on and on a list of stuff that I would agree for her that wants to do. I mean, just dog or not dog. There's other things in life that I guess we have to do this. All right, we have to get this. And definitely, no offense, not a small dog, especially anything that has to do with the Chihuahua.
Carol, do you feel like you could have said no to Jason when he came to you about the other dogs? Or would he have just drilled it on and on and on until you said yes?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. And then he said, this is what he'll do. He'll be like, well, let's just meet the dog. And then we meet the dog and the kids are like, oh, we love the dog. And it's so great. So then I have no choice but to definitely say yes at that point. Not that I've ever told him no, but he always will somehow get what he wants.
Okay. Well, there's things in life that have nothing to do with the dog that it's not that, okay, I'm going to do this. You just do it. And
We're not talking about those things.
We are staying on topic. We're talking about Margo.
Let's stay on topic.
Those are big, big life things. And I'm not saying I'm totally against the dog, but this is something for me, definitely have to really research and see. And I don't like small dogs at all. The biggest problem I have, forget about ruining the entire house and peeing all over the place and not having a fencing and a runoff, is a small dog. Can't stand it.
Oh.
I can't stand it.
But, well, then maybe the universe is sending the message that you're ready to start talking. Like, if Margo is not the dog, but you're ready maybe to open your hearts and talk about having a dog.
I can talk about it, yeah.
Okay. I mean, is that helpful,
Carol? Maybe we should meet Margo.
I don't want a small dog.
A play out of your own book.
I hate it.
Are you afraid of falling in love with Margo?
No, I don't want a small dog.
Yeah.
I think a little part of you is afraid to be vulnerable.
Scared of love.
I just, Grady, he is the best dog. He was the best dog. And I love lazy dogs that aren't jumping all over the place and all this stuff.
I'm with you on that.
You know what I'm saying? It's tough when people come over there jumping nonstop and barking all over, destroying that. Grady was a very lazy, slow dog. And that's why I liked him so much, because I'm like, okay, a dog doesn't have to jump all over. And the way he went to the bathroom outside, didn't have to worry about it, he didn't run off. And for me, that's more of my style.
But
I'm open to talk, but just not small.
But you can't go into it getting, and I'm only speaking from experience. You cannot, and yes, I'm aware it's another chocolate lab. They're all different, every single one
of them.
For our case, because people are like, oh, you just replaced your dog. No, I didn't. They're totally opposite, like very different dogs, different personalities. And the thing is, like, you can't go into it saying, I want one just like
100%.
Because it's not going to happen.
No, and if I compare it, it's not going to be the same. I just like lazier dogs. I don't like small dogs.
Okay.
But talking about a big dog running and jumping on people, that's the worst to me.